The Max Life Field Guide. How to stop being the bottleneck in your own business. If your business still can't run without you, even after you've built the systems, the real bottleneck isn't your processes, it's your identity. You built an identity around being needed, and being needed feels almost identical to being valuable, so you keep pulling every decision back to yourself. To stop being the bottleneck, a version of you has to change, the founder who needs to be the answer to everything. Test it with the 90-day question, give one decision away completely with no strings, and follow wherever your gut panics, because that panic maps exactly where you're still holding the business up. You built the systems. You're still the one it can't run without. You did the work everyone told you to do. The processes are written down. There's an org chart. You've got a leadership team, or at least a couple of people who are supposed to own their lanes. And yet the business still stops the second you go quiet for a day. So you assume you're missing a system, a better CRM, a tighter SOP, one more hire. You go looking for the tactical fix, because tactical fixes are the ones you know how to buy. Here's the problem with that hunt. You already have the systems, and you're still the bottleneck, which means the thing that stuck was never tactical. In a solo episode called You Are the Bottleneck in Your Own Business, Ben says it flatly. It's identity, not systems. You didn't build a business that needs you. You built a business around being needed, and part of you likes it that way. This is the inside half of building a business that runs without you. The structure work matters, and it's real work. But you can have every box on the org chart filled and still be the spine holding the whole thing upright, because the last piece isn't a document, it's you. The 90-day question that tells you the truth, Ben has a test for this, and it's brutal in how simple it is. If you disappeared for 90 days, no phone, no email, no texts, would the business survive? Most owners laugh before they answer. That nervous laugh is the diagnosis. You already know the honest answer is no, and you know it fast. Sit with why. Your people aren't incapable. Every real decision still routes back to your head, and your head never wrote down how it actually decides. You handed people your intuition and hoped it would stick. When it didn't, you took the work back and told yourself, you're just the only one who can do it. That story feels like humility. It's actually the trap. Being needed feels a lot like being valuable. It isn't. This is the line that does the damage. Being busy is not the same as being productive, Ben says. Being needed is not the same as being valuable. Most founders tangle the two so tightly they can't tell them apart. Think about what it does to you when someone walks into your office with a problem and you solve it in 90 seconds. It feels good. It confirms something. You're the one with the answers, the one it all flows through, and somewhere under that is a quiet fear that if it stopped flowing through you, you wouldn't matter as much. That's the engine, and it's quieter than laziness or a missing tool. You built an identity, one rescue at a time, around being the answer to everything. And every time you're the answer, you teach the business it can't answer without you. The tell is emotional, not operational. If a decision gets made well without you and your first feeling is a small sting instead of relief, that's the identity talking, not the business. The part the org chart can't fix, a version of you has to go. Ben doesn't soften this one. A version of you has to die, he says. Specifically, the founder who needs to be needed. First in, last out, exhaustion worn like a badge. That person is real, and give them credit. That person built the whole thing. They just can't be the one who scales it or sells it. This is where owners get stuck, because it doesn't feel like growth. It feels like loss. You spent 15 years becoming the person the business depends on, and now the assignment is to become someone it doesn't. The founders Ben coaches describe it the same way, that the pain of not becoming who you're meant to be finally outweighs the comfort of who you are today. Until that flips, you stay put. The reframe that helps is to hear this as outgrowing rather than losing. You thought you were the butterfly. Turns out you've been the caterpillar this whole time, and the version of you that fit the old business doesn't fit the one you're trying to build. On self-sabotage, the hidden patterns blocking growth, executive coach Patrick Walker puts it cleanly. If our sense of identity becomes more spacious and open, we have an easier time living into the next version. A rigid identity blocks change. A roomier one lets the business change without you fighting it the whole way. Every year you stay the spine, you mark down your biggest asset. If the identity argument doesn't move you, the math should. A business that can't run without its owner is worth less than one that can, full stop. Ben points to owner-independent businesses drawing acquisition offers, roughly 71% higher than owner-dependent ones. Read that again with your own number in mind. Every year you keep the company routed through your head, you're quietly discounting the one asset you've spent your life building. That's the real face of key man risk. It isn't only the disaster scenario where you get hit by a bus. It's the slow, everyday markdown on a business no one can buy or inherit because it's trapped inside one person. You built a really expensive job that happens to sign the paychecks. A job can't be sold. A business can. Give one decision away completely, then follow the panic. You don't fix an identity with a mindset quote. You fix it by acting against it and watching what happens in your body. So run the exercise Ben gives founders. Give one decision away completely. Hand it off like it never belonged to you. No run it by me first. No loop me in before you pull the trigger. Then leave it alone and watch where your gut panics. Follow it. If it panics a little bit, that's good, Ben says. That panic is the map. It shows you exactly where you're still the spine instead of the owner, where the business still can't move without you. You work down that map one decision at a time, and each handoff that survives without you retrains both the business and yourself. It won't feel productive. It'll feel useless, which is the point. The most valuable thing you could do this quarter is probably going to feel the most useless. If you want a straight read on which decisions to hand off first and in what order, that's the exact work Ben walks founder operators through, because the order matters as much as the act. None of this replaces the structure. You still need the processes out of your head and onto paper, which is its own discipline. Start with how to delegate without losing control. But the structure only holds if the person who built it is willing to stop being its point of failure. Who you're becoming on the other side of it. The fear under all of this is rarely spoken out loud. So let's name it. On a conversation about how leaders actually change, Jeff Woods described selling his company and waking up the next morning gutted. I sold my identity. I didn't know who I was anymore. That's the risk of doing none of this work until the day you exit. If your whole identity is the business, handing it off feels like disappearing. Which is the argument for starting now while you still run the place, not on closing day. Do the identity work early, and the exit becomes a transition instead of a cliff. J.R. Lay, who hit 7 figures and still felt hollow, told Ben on U1, "So why aren't you happy?" that the real question isn't who you've been, it's who you are being called to become. The identity, the belief, the habit that got you up the first mountain is usually the exact weight that keeps you off the next one. The last skill is letting go. Ben has a line for why owners stall on it anyway. It's so easy to prefer a familiar hell than an unfamiliar heaven. The version of you that's the bottleneck is the familiar hell. Tired, indispensable, and certain. The version that built a company able to stand, walk, and run without you holding it up is the unfamiliar one. It's also the only one worth becoming.